AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Mattis says the Syrians still have chemical weapons, and he's warning them not to use them again.
There can be no doubt in the international community's mind that Syria has retained chemical weapons in violation of its agreement. And its statement that it had removed them all. There is no longer any doubt.
He implies that Syria may be worried the U.S. may strike again. Syria is moving its combat aircraft around, he says. The Islamic State group says the gunman who targeted police yesterday in Paris was one of its own. One police officer killed, two wounded, another person wounded as well. The gunman shot dead by police. Our Lori Hennant is in Paris.
The shooting late last night comes at an extremely tense time. The French presidential election first round voting takes place on Sunday, and today is the last official day of campaigning. The key question is whether and how this attack might affect voting on Sunday.
While many of us were sleeping, Arkansas executed a killer, one of several men it plans to put to death before the end of the month when its supply of a lethal drug expires. Our Sean Murphy watched as Liddell Lee was executed.
His eyes began to close slightly, and after about a couple of minutes, his eyes were completely closed. His breathing had slowed. Basically, after about 5 minutes, one member of the execution team did a consciousness check, you know, shook his head, flicked his eyelashes, opened his eyes.
He had no last words. Lee had beaten a neighbor to death and stolen $300 from her. Volkswagen and the U.S. government are asking a judge in Detroit to approve a $2.8 billion penalty against the automaker for cheating on diesel emission testing. This is AP Radio News. The Health and Human Services Department is telling governors it's ready to green light state work programs for Medicaid, the health care program for the poor. AP correspondent Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar on how this would work.
States would be able to come into the federal government and say, for able-bodied adults on Medicaid, we want to require them to participate in job training or to get jobs or do some kind of employment-related activity.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price suggests that work can be good for your health. Sentencing hearing today in Seattle for a Russian hacker who stole the credit card data of millions of users. The feds want him to go to prison for 30 years, but his lawyer says he had a troubled childhood and has health problems. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.